You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you're invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
And click a few buttons to get back to my screen here.
I got to go over what you've just heard. These tunes were presented by my guest, Durant Chavis. And I got a couple of phone calls thanking him for the interview. He said that was a good one, good information. And thank you folks for listening, and hopefully you'll go out and help out with the gardens. And if you go to WRIR.org, click Read More under the Other Black Music. There's a couple of links for Facebook and then another website about the gardens, and you can check out the information there. And you can see the track list. And the last one was Cody Chestnut, Under the Spell of the Handout, off of Landing 100. Is that right?
Landing on 100.
I left something out. And before that was Odyssey, doing a tune, Another's Grind, from People Hear What They See. Another one from Cody Chestnut, What Kind of Cool We Think of Next, and also off of Landing on 100. And then started with Flying Lotus, off of Until the Quiet Comes, the tune Hunger. You want talk a little bit about those tunes?
Yeah, man. I've really been vibing and digging on Cody Chestnut. You know, the last album that he dropped, Landing on 100, is really his audio masterpiece. His brother is a dynamic, you know, pianist as well as guitarist, and you know, he's writing all these songs. The song that you heard last, Under the Spell of Handout, Spell of the Handout, is really pivotal for me, you know, because it talks about, you know, the people, you know, getting from underneath this dependency complex, you know, and trying to make a change for their day to day. You know, I work in social services, and a lot of what I see today is, you know, we do have a strong dependency complex. We, you know, kind of yearn and think that this system is going to stay the same, but it really won't. You know, there's some powerful forces at hand that, you know, don't have everybody's interests, you know, at heart. So, the garden is related to that too. You know, I'm hoping that people start paying attention to, you know, that type of stuff and get from underneath that dependency and start working more towards self-sufficiency. The piece by Odyssey, Another's Grind. I really like his album. I like Odyssey a lot because, you know, as far as hip hop, I'm older. I'm 33 now, and you know, I like a wide, broad spectrum of music. I like his music because it speaks to being an adult. You know, having a family. You know, thinking about work, making an income, you know, not just this crass materialism that a lot of music that we hear on the mainstream radio propagates. You know, he talks about relationships, you know, eating healthy. I mean, just things that I think about as a dad, right. You know, so and he's musically dope. So it's not just, and it's not preachy, it's real good music. So Another's Grind, you know, it talks about why I'm worried about what another man is doing. I need to focus on what I'm doing, right, in order to get my financials up and get my situation, you know, to the next plateau. The song before that, the other Cody Chestnut song, what was it again? I can't remember. I think it was What Kind of Cool Will They Think of Next. I really like that song because, you know, we have ADHD with trends, you know, things come and they go.
I got that bad.
It's like, what's the new slang word this week? So, you know, I really like that song because, you know, it speaks to that. You know, people we move and shift from thing to thing. And, you know, what's the constant? You know, we all want to seek happiness. We all want to seek acceptance. And, you know, I really like that song just for that. The song before that, with Flying Lotus, is his music is really you know, people say it's futuristic. He's using a lot of electronic, you know, synthesizers and things like that in his beats and stuff. I mean, Flying Lotus for me is really meditative type music. You know, I can listen to it. He's got some really hip-hop-ish beats, but then he has some really quiet, meditative type of music too. So he's into a lot of the different type of consciousness raising through the music that as far as I've seen in his interviews and things like that.
Right.
So he's trying to use the music as a tool to, you know, quiet the mind, stimulate the mind, and, you know, raise people's vibration to a degree, which is, I think that's dope. That song, Hunger, you know, I love it because the transition goes from real quiet to a more, I don't even want to call it, it's got a different, it just changes the vibration towards the middle of the song, and the vocalist, you know, singing about hunger and things like that. I mean, it just speaks to a lot of what we do around food and things like that. So,
right.
So, yeah. So yeah, this is kind of eclectic mix, you know, some hip hop, you know, some soul, and some futuristic music. And my phone ringing. So you know, I like a lot of different music, man. I like you know, I listen to a lot of hip hop. I listen to a lot of older music, so a lot of 70s, late 60s soul and funk. Then a lot of international stuff too, so I, you know, try to keep my musical palette open, and I'll just listen to what's on the radio. So
that's the way I am. I can't listen to one of anything. I get bored listening to one thing, you know.
Yeah,
it's kind of like eating hamburgers every day.
Yeah, yeah, me too, man. Yeah, like I go through these cycles though, you know, like for a week or one day,
yeah.
It's like I'll really be on some Kanye West and I really just listen to his old stuff. Mm-hmm. Or then another day I'm on some old like Donny Hathaway,
yeah,
and Marvin Gaye, and then, you know, another day I'm digging for like soul, you know, Ethiopian jazz, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a wide spectrum. I love, you know, rhythms and beats, and you know, nothing. I like musicians that are really trying to dig that, reach back and pull that type of energy up into the now.
Right.
And it's a really good vibe. That's why I like Odyssey a lot, because he's using instruments. Instead of just, you know, synthesized music.
Yeah.
You know, so he's really good for that. So.
That's what I prefer.
Yeah.
You talking about some of the old style. Let's go back to some really, really early hip hop with Les Poets.
Yeah.
Appearing. I'll just switch mics. I got to get over here where I can see them. I got old eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Les Poets are going to be appearing here Friday.
Yes, man. Excited about that. That's going to be really nice.
This computer will let me. I'll give you some information on that. Let me see. Where do I have it? Here we go. Yeah, Richmond's Cultural Ambassadors League with Folklore Society will present Juneteenth, 2013, a Freedom Celebration on June 14th and 15th. The symposium and concert will be at Pine Camp Arts Center. It's 4901 Old Brook Road. It's Friday, from 6 to 10 p.m., June 14th. And then the historic Manchester Dock at 1308. Brander Street on the south bank of the James River. Mm. It was an entry port for Africans being bought into the Americas to be sold into slavery, and it is at this site for reflective celebration from 4 to 11 p.m. June 15th. Mm. And this year's theme is Take Me to the Water. Water is a cleansing element, a healing element, a traditional gathering place, and historically, when looking to spirit for a way out, captured Africans proclaimed, "The water brought us, and the water can carry us home." The commemoration of Juneteenth, National Freedom Day, will feature a full palette of performance and speakers who will present according to the theme. And one of those presenters will be Anthony Browder.
Yes.
And he will present Django Decoded on June 14th. That's going to be at Pine Camp from 6 to 10. And this pinpoint analyst of a Django Unchained, Tony Browder, draws on his extensive knowledge of media manipulation, graphic artistry, and African history to uncover messages from the ancestors hidden from within. And then on the music side, we're going to have the Les Poets, I call it true early hip-hop, back in at least early 70s, early at least.
70, yeah.
Yeah, and let's see where I got that lined up. Yeah. We're going to hear a tune from them called Black People, What Y'all Gonna Do, off of This Is Madness.
Mm.
And we'll play that and come back and talk about it a little bit.
What you gonna do? What we gonna do?
Black people.
What I gonna do? What you gonna do? What we gonna do?
Black people.
What I'm gonna do? What you gonna do? What we gonna do?
people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do when you wake up and find that you're dead? With maggots and roaches eating the pus out of your prostituted minds and white deathly hands massaging your heart with red hot branding irons. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Here we are, the employees of all love, but yet we are working overtime to cover up our loneliness. John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. We're at the lowest to count on screens of black unity. John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. We're at the higher octaves of righteousness and truth. John Coltrane died in vain, a love supreme. We're at the higher registers of peace and love. John Coltrane died in vain. What are black people doing enough of that they shouldn't be doing? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do? I see junkie bitches giving birth to gonorrhea-faced babies that come out nodding to the rhythms of God Bless America. And these same babies grow up to be good-looking corpses that haunt the streets of Harlem, raping roomless black stories who dream of becoming virgins once again in the hereafter. Stop in the name of love. Stop in the name of love. Stop mugging that old woman. She's been saving her money all year for a trip to the electric circus, but she died the very next day. Oh God, oh God. God ain't dead. He's down in the family planning office handing out broken food pills to black women, telling them they're a gift from heaven. Look, there's old Sam the wino searching for a last sip of ancient sweet love in the empty wine bottles in the gutters of his soul. And the air has become polluted with white lies of love, while love is dying from overdoses of misuse, Christianity in legitimate insane asylums and legal torture chambers called Watts Outside, Bed-Stuy and Huff. Are we the black people who once loved with the slow march of time? Time was ours to hold in the soft, low, warm chambers of our hearts. And was we the Afro mommies and daddies of a sun world who turn our strands of hair into antennas to tune in the juju madness and syncopated love rhythms of Africa? And we love with time, and we took the time to love, and with the right time we love, and we love time after time. Will we ever love again? Will we ever love again? Will we really ever love again? Or will we just sit and rot away with the brighter tomorrows in the skag field, rat-cluttered, piss-stenched halls of our minds?
Black people, what y'all gonna do? Black people, what y'all gonna do? Will the real black people please stand up?
1, 2, 3, now! We'll be right back.
All right, hang on. Let me get my mic. My microphone's running from me. All right, stay there. Okay. Yeah, that last one was a song called Politicians in My Eye by a group called Def, originally out of Detroit back in the early 70s. And that's early pre-punk rock from a black rock band that unfortunately, well, just now are kind of making it, but unfortunately with their main person who got them started. Okay, I was telling you, I'm so bad of names. Mm-hmm. But it was three brothers, and they started in Detroit during the Motown era. And so I just kind of made it hard for them to get going, combined with the fact they refused to change their name when they finally did get some label interest. You know, the label thought they could sell them with a different name, but they had an idea and a vision, and they stuck with it. And it was kind of their downfall, but then just recently they've been rediscovered. And so they're actually out on tour now.
Wow.
So that's and a lot of their songs are like that, kind of that political or just like this is what's going on in our area kind of tunes. That's the kind of thing you were talking about, some of the stuff you were playing.
Yeah.
And then before that we heard Last Poets, which you can see out at Pine Camp this Friday between 6 and 10 p.m. The celebration of the Juneteenth hosted by Lakewood Folklore Society. Look them up on the internet for more information. They always bring us some great programs and appreciate them very much. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yeah. You were saying that you saw some
Last Poets, man, I think I was like in, had to be like 10th or 11th grade, Eyes on the Prize, the episode where it talks about the Black Arts Movement, you know, Abby O'Doon is on there, you know, talking, and, you know, I think that was like one of the things that helped me awaken, you know, my desire to, you know, get in touch with more of my history, you know, listening to their poetry, you know, at that young age. I didn't really know, you know, we always hear the same people. So
right.
I think that might be another reason why they took Eyes on the Prize off, because, you know, Eyes on the Prize was such a pivotal documentary. I mean, all these episodes about different points in the story of black people. But that Black Arts Movement piece was so pivotal. You talk about poetry, you know, the origins of hip hop, spoken word. Having such a profound effect on people, giving a voice to what's going on in the community. And The Last Poets, the white man got a God complex, black dies, when the revolution comes,
right.
You know, all these different, you know, pieces just were, they spoke to me deeply, man. And you know, I'll never forget that, watching that documentary back in high school. Like, yo, who's this? It made me dig. Go back and try to find out more about, you know, what was going on during that period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's when a lot of the inspiration around, you know, the Happily Natural Day, you know, all that is trying to bring that energy from the Black Arts Movement, that late 60s, early 70s, 75. It's like where we last left off in terms of, you know, trying to lift our people up to a higher plateau, and you know, raising our consciousness up.
Right.
You know, the diffusion of literature, visual arts. You know, that inspires, you know, a lot of the artistic pieces that you see related to the festival. You know, a lot of the people that we have speak at the festival and present.
Now, tell people about this festival.
Happily Natural Day is a grassroots festival. We started 10 years ago. In 2003 at the Black History Museum and Cultural Center of Virginia, where we organized basically an all-day lecture series in conjunction with a vendor marketplace and music performances.
Right.
So it's like three pillars: the music, the vendors, and the information. The themes we tapped into have always been holistic health, cultural awareness, and just overall social change. So, you know, the festival's received like a lot of support from the community. People have found what we've talked about, you know, the positions that we've taken, you know, particularly around loving yourself as a person of African descent and being proud of being a person of African descent, particularly amongst this storm that beats back any type of identification with being black. You know, we came out the door talking about natural hair Because it's one of the most easily identifiable conversations to have, to talk about, all right, what are some things that black people do or have done in response to assimilating into Western culture, and not only assimilating into Western culture, but identifying with Western standards of beauty.
Right.
So using the hair as a contrast, you know, are you going natural? What are the reasons? And sisters going natural to get rid of their identification with wanting to be like white women, you know, straightening their hair. It's like, why am I doing this? You know, why? And, you know, you have a conversation with a young sister, you know, who's been permanent hair for years. Women, this is a hot button topic. You know,
yeah.
Is it? Are you perming your hair because you want to be like white women? Women be like, hell no, I don't do it because of that. I do it because it's more easy to manage. But the conversation of why you don't know how to manage your hair naturally, you know, in America, is by a product of you being divorced from your culture back during slavery. Because
right.
If we had those traditions intact still, it wouldn't be a conversation. Oh, it's more easy. No, you would know how to do it. You wouldn't
right.
have to go learn and figure it out and all that type of stuff. You wouldn't know how to. You wouldn't have to go figure out what products to buy and all that different type of things. So those things would be inherent in our culture. But you know, even the reason why hair straighteners were developed. You know, Madam C.G. Walker developed the hair straightening systems. You know, or marketed them to black women with the idea that if you have hair that's more like Europeans, it'll be easier for you to get a job. This is fact. This is not conjecture.
Yeah, I've read about that.
You see the ads. If you ever see the ads, you know, that's what they promoted.
Right.
So, you know, this is the business, you know, that we try to attack or try to come at. You know, you talk about the inferiority complexes in the context of Brown versus Board of Education, little black kids picking black dolls, picking white dolls over black dolls, saying that the black dolls, even though they resembled them, the black dolls were bad.
Mm.
You know, that they wanted to be more like the white dolls. So, you know, we brought these type of things and put them on the forefront and used the festival to catalyze a conversation and this idea of loving yourself as a black person. And it's been an amazing ride. I will be honest with you and tell you that, you know, it's organized and brought people together. I've seen businesses come to birth at Happily Natural Day and are doing well now. I've seen, you know, people that present and do lectures and talks and things like that become nationally known and prominent. You know, we now do the festival not only in Richmond, we also do it in Atlanta, Atlanta, Georgia. We've been doing it for the last 4 years in Atlanta. We were recently invited to bring the festival to Ghana and this year. So we've been working on getting the finances for that. And it's underneath the festival that we've been able to address these issues of healthy food access, because we started the farmers market, the Richmond Noor Market on the Happily Natural Day, and now we're doing, you know, the urban gardening as a result of doing, you know, the farmers market. So all these type of things have just been the evolution of how to engage our people around being healthy, about being well, about loving themselves. But it's a holistic conversation. You know, it's not just about hair. It's not just about aesthetics. It's about interior. You know, what are you putting in your body physically as far as food? What are you putting into your mind in terms of information? And what are you putting into your culture, into your spirit? You know, what kind of people are you engaging around? People that are positive, trying to change, you know, the conditions of the people. People that are about economic empowerment. People that are about cultural improvement. All these type of things, you know, resonate around the festival. So I've been blessed to be a caretaker of this vibration. You know, I try to tell people that Happily Natural Day is not mine. I just so happen to be the guy that it came through. It's its own entity. You know, I'm just here to try to help cultivate it along the way. You know, it has its own life. It has its own legs, you know, and people come to it for multiple different reasons, you know, but it has something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Whether
right.
or not you're a health enthusiast, or you're a cultural preservationist, or, you know, you're a businessman, or you're a politician, you know, whatever your take is in the community, whatever your role is, there's something that Happily Naturally that's very much related
right.
to that, you know what I'm saying? So this year, we're not doing it in Richmond, Because of all the work that we're doing around Urban Ag and this invitation to Ghana, but we're still doing it in Atlanta. Atlanta is the last weekend of August, okay. August 24th through the 26th, and Atlanta is off the chain. I mean, the beautiful thing about Happily Natural Day is because of the broad spectrum of things that we address, you know, when you set it down, the local, the people that are in the community, you know, are able to use it as a coming together.
Right.
And so in Atlanta, you see all these people from Professor Griff to from Public Enemy to Daruba Bin Wahad, former political prisoner, to Stickman from Dead Prez and his wife, Afia. You know, all these people are participating in the festival. In Atlanta, it's not only just Happily Natural Day, it's the greater banner under which this falls. It's Black August.
Okay.
Black August is a commemoration, annual commemoration of political prisoners. So, you know, this is an opportunity for to put that conversation in the front of our people too. That yes, there are people of African descent that are political prisoners that are still behind, you know, prison walls for their activism during the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. And even, you know, there's brothers and sisters that are in exile
right.
behind the work that they were doing, like Assata Shakur. So we use Black August as an opportunity to highlight them and to promote, you know, us reconnecting and making those connections. And there's a lot of activities that are taking place around that in Atlanta as well. On Sunday the 26th, there's a 5K, Black August 5K. It's a run that is done, you know, in commemoration of those brothers and sisters that are still behind the wall. And it's a fundraiser to help support those efforts. Of course, you got the Happily Natural Day Festival. Then after that, we have a concert that's taking place on that Saturday night. Then on Friday, there'll be a musical program. But you can check out our website and tune in. It's the Atlanta Celebration is sponsored by FTP Movement. FTP Movement is a national organization that's dedicated to radical change in our community. FTP is an acronym. It stands for Feed the People. It stands for Free the Prisoners, however you want to take it. F the police, if there's police brutality involved, you know, all those different type of things. But it's founded by my comrade, Kalonji Jamachanga, who is just a brilliant activist, awesome brother, and dedicated, committed to the community in ways that I only hope to be able to emulate, you know, in my days as I come up in this movement. So Happily Natural Day is just an opportunity for us to bring everybody together around loving yourself as a person of African descent, and share commerce, share information, and just lift our community up to another plateau every year. And we've been doing it 10 years straight. So, you know, this has been the 11th year, actually, the 11th time that we've done it. And, you know, I'm blessed. If people want to get involved, I'm encouraging folks to, you know, get involved in the festival behind the scenes, because, you know, it's a lot of work to do. You know, right. There's a lot of different roles. And the festival's reached a point now where we're doing intensive work ongoing in the community. So, you know, the work around the urban ag, the work around the farmers markets, you know, all that stuff is so relevant. And there's such a need for, you know, we need more people to really help serve the community in an intrinsic way. So, you know, go to happilynaturalday.com or, you know, reach out to me on Twitter at Brother Manifest, and we can dialogue about how we can connect, you know, and, you know, in what ways, you know, those, that type of assistance or that type of partnership or collaboration can manifest itself.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that information.
Word.
Appreciate that.
Nice.
All right.
So,
yeah, you got some more music?
I got one, John. This is another one by my homie Odyssey. It's called You Know Who You Are off of People Hear What They See.
All right, hang on 1 second. And you listen to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. All right.
Yo, you with it? from the start. Taught me to be aware of the shocks and prepare for the dark. You kept a secret, you practiced what you were preaching against. Your inner demons were praying I'd tear apart. You won't admit, but you competed just a little bit. I can tell you be heated, it's all avoidant. Telling me to quit, try again and get real. I got a little shine, you was like big deal. I was pursuing dreams, steady doing my thing. You wasn't doing the same, you wasn't doing the thing. From my tours to a Brutus, to a Judas, to who knew if this would happen. But the fracture was brewing, it seems. I see the scene, mistaken smoke for a little steam. It turned to fire, you burned me trying to ruin me. I won't even mention your name up in my bar. Too close to the sky, but I'm sure that you know who you are. 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 You were there from the start. Told me whatever I'm doing to do it from the heart. I was pursuing a dream that was cloaked in the cloth of the uncertain. Making money, music, and art, and it wasn't perfect. You told me whatever's worth it was worth hurting. Double-edged, seemingly sharp, rather unnerving. Still, you believed in a brother. I was starving as an artist. You was feeding a brother. You could see in a brother what I couldn't see myself. When I couldn't see myself, needing help. One reason the other, I was trying to do it. With me, not against. You cheat me from the bench, and then you with me as I ball. And that meant I ain't even mention your name in my bar. You know you close to my heart, so I'm sure that you know who you are. 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 From the start, before you were even aware of the plan, you were part of a scheme grant. The secret seem at the top. Man can only go so high before he reaches where he can't breathe. But you know your limitations, you walk patient. But everybody start running for their plan B. Like a fire escape, but you stay in the kitchen. Let them sleep on their dreams, you stay lying awake. You stay eyeing the cake, they say you getting greedy. And then they turn their side against you like they getting sleepy. Try to prevent you cause you ain't into what they, bro. Get in your mental, convince you to take the weight, yo. Please, let them try, let them fail. Let them tell lies on you, let them be. Let them see you prevail, let them bail on their attempts on a star. And in your vent, be sure that you know who you are. 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 You know who you are.
Do you know how to protect yourself when lightning strikes? Use the 30-30 safety rule, which states that if you see lightning and you cannot count to 30 before hearing thunder, stay indoors for at least 30 minutes after hearing the last clap of thunder. Also, remove hanging tree branches that could fall or cause damage during a thunderstorm. Lastly, stay tuned to your local radio or television stations for up-to-date details. For this information and more, visit www.readyvirginia.gov.
Defenders Live, making the political tangible and the activism viable. This is Anna Edwards, your host for Defenders Live, Mondays at noon on WRIR, 97.3 low power FM radio, and live streamed at WRIR.org. Join us. As the struggle is creative, and we want you to keep it up.
All right. Now, who was that again? That was Odyssey again?
That was Odyssey. All right. That was Odyssey. You know who you are off of People Hear What They See.
All right. I want to thank my guests, Duron Chavis, great activist here in Richmond, Virginia, for coming in and give us some information. And thank you for the phone calls. Some folks called in and said he was giving out some good good information. So hopefully folks will follow up on that. Got a couple of links on the WRIR blog. Just go to WRIR.org. Click read more under the Motherland Influence, and you'll see the links there. So you're on Facebook and Twitter and just a regular website?
Yeah. I'm on Facebook. Facebook is Brother Manifest. My Twitter is at Brother Manifest. And the website, of course, is McDonoughGarden.com or HappilyNaturalDay.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the music.
Thank you, man. Right. Yeah, this had a great time, man. Enjoy vibing out, sharing some tunes.
All right, and hopefully we got you some listeners who come out and give you some help and suggestions on all your projects.
Yeah, man. That's good. I'm glad that you came through. You telling people that you came through and helped us rock out. That was a good look, too.
Thanks, man. All right, we're going to have some more music. What have I got lined up? Let's keep the poetry going of the reggae sound of Muta Baruka.
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, you're dancing to this music and trying to figure out these lyrics. Meanwhile, you're drinking and having fun. Watch out, the revolution occurred. Better be a part of the solution. This might be the final confrontation. Better awake to this reality. This is no time to lose your sanity. Cause by the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. Killing the children in sweater, turning El Salvador in a one big ghetto, dumping waste on sea and land, building up arsenal of nuclear weapons, oppressing the Asians, bombing in Iran, troops in Afghanistan. There must be a solution, a revolution. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. Now you kill I today, you can't kill I tomorrow. Today for you, tomorrow your sorrow. Revolution for the poor, a change must come. Either by the Bible or by the gun, a change must come, a change must come.
Freedom devotion. The ruling classes, them is in a mess. Oh yes, the capitalist system a regress. But the Soviet system now progress. So which one of them you think is best? When are the two of them the workers a contest? When crisis is the order of the day? When so much people crying out for change nowadays? So what about the working class? Come on, chairman. What about the working class? They bear the cross, they carry the cross, and they now got to get them tanks in the dance. They now got to get them tanks. From the east to the west, to the land I love the best, the ruling classes, them is in a mess. Oh yes, crisis is the order of the day. The workers, them demanding more pay every day. The peasants want a lot more say nowadays. The youth, them rebelling everywhere. Everywhere, insurrection is the order of the day. There's a lot of people crying out to change nowadays. Nobody blame it on the black working class, Mr. Racist. Blame it on the ruling class. Blame it on your capitalist boss. We pay the cost, we suffer the loss, and we now go to get new cross, not a ross. We now go to get new cross. Crisis is the order of the day. The workers, them demanding more pay every day. The peasants want a lot more say nowadays. The youth, them rebelling everywhere. Everywhere, insurrection is the order of the day. There's a lot of people crying out for change nowadays. Nobody blame it on the black working class, Mr. Racist. Blame it on the ruling class. Blame it on your capitalist boss. We pay the cost, we suffer the loss. And we now go to get a new cross, not a ross. We now go to get a new cross. We'll be right back.
Africans. When will you say, hey, some started from slave, welcome home.
You take a look in a little book, what you forsaken, you never stand a chance until you accept these burdens.
My favorite vocalist coming out of the UK, that's Omar from his new CD, The Man. We heard the tune Bully. Before that, some reggae tunes. The last one from Marcia Griffiths, the great Marcia Griffiths, off of doing the single Governs of Africa. And the great Linton Kwesi Johnson, based in the UK, from a live album, did What About the Working Class. And Mudu Baruka started that off of the title cut from the LP Any Which Way Freedom. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the phone calls. Thank you for my guest, Duron Chavis, for coming in. And I'm going to leave you with one more from the Slide Brothers, the tune Help Me Make It Through.